This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Claudette Mayer, Claudette, middle initial Mayer. Date of birth 01/25/1947. Date of appointment December 16, 2024. Requesting physician Thomas Venditti, Thomas Venditti. Dear Thomas Venditti, I have the pleasure of seeing Claudette Mayer today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was seen by Dr. Molan, M-O-L-L-I-N, who is a neurologist in Albany Medical Center. She has a diagnosis of dementia and seizure. She is taking Keppra now. Seizure started as a 4 seizure one day. Now she lives in Hillcrest Spring assisted living. She has a memory problem for the last 5 to 7 years. She forget easily. Daughter take care of her financial issue. Not driving for 3 years. Need help for shower and changing clothes. She becomes agitated and mean to the other resident. She becomes aggressive. Rexulti was prescribed but not authorized by the insurance company. She was on Depakote before, but now on Keppra 250 mg 2 times daily. She tried Memantine Exelon patch in the past, did not help. Past medical history. Dementia, seizure disorder, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, past surgical history, hysterectomy, total hip replacement on the right side, arthroplasty. Allergy. Acyclovir, Ramipril, Aricept, Magnesium Citrate, Codeine, Exelon Patch, Hydrocodone, Lidocaine, Lisinopril, Metoprolol, Moxifloxacin, Ondansetron, Oxycodone, Sulfa, Tacrolimus, Toradol, Zocor. Medication. Citrus, Bergamot, Creatine Monohydrate, Aspirin 81 mg, Loratadine, Melatonin, Nitrofurantoin, Trintellix, Valsartan, Levetiracetam 250 mg, 2 times daily, Amoxicillin, Guaifenesin, Milk of Magnesia, Mintox, Imodium Tylenol, Social History, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, lives in the assisted living. Family history, non-contributory, review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having dementia and seizure disorder, aggressiveness and agitation, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular, rate, and rhythm, abdomen, south wall sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 9 out of 30. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease with behavioral problem. Number 2, epilepsy. Number 3, agitation. Number 4, aggression. Number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to start Seroquel 25 milligram 1 PO daily. Patient tried all the medication for dementia, but either she developed a side effect or it did not work for her. I would like to see her back in my office in 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.
Good afternoon, St. Mary's. St. Mary's Hospital, can I help you?